We are now live.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today for the LTD Board of Directors Contract Committee meeting on Monday, November 14th, 2022. I call this meeting to order. We'll start with roll call. Susan Cox.
Present.
Michelle Weber is present. I think we can just move right into our item for board recommendation. And I have Matt Imwa as presenting this item, but is somebody standing in for him?
No, this is Matt. We'll be shown clerk of the board, but I'm in the board room. So thank you very much for allowing me to present. With me, there are a few additional people in the board room. We have Perry Adams, director of HR. He's sitting in. We have Tom Schletz, who's the director of planning. And then I have the infamous Wendy Frisbee, who's the interim director of a long title. So we have you covered, and I noticed Sarah as well is here. But what we're bringing forward is a purchase of a Gillig bus, a 40-foot bus, to support our service for Diamond Express. As noted in the AIS, we're talking about the service that goes from Oak Ridge and to the Eugene Springfield metro area. That service has been around for a while. Currently, we have Monday through Friday, three trips that the bus does from Oak Ridge into Eugene and back. Really a lifelong life link for a lot of people to get into town to support and do functions into this area. So we appreciate the service, and it's been great for many people to access essential things here in the Eugene Springfield area. I will note just in this contract or the Gillig, it's a diesel vehicle. This is not a hybrid. Historically, some of our more recent purchases have been hybrid, but as we look at the return on investment for purchasing a hybrid, we decided it's the best stewardship to purchase a straight diesel. If we, with this bus, chose to go hybrid, it would add an additional $280,000 to the purchase. So if you do the math, it's quite a hefty cost. And for that service, you're on highway quite a bit, and there's no return on investment for those additional fees that you'd be charging for a hybrid. So with that, I will open it for any type of questions that Susan or Michelle, you would have for me.
Susan, do you have any questions for Matt?
No, I was just going to say, boy, that's a huge difference in cost from the diesel. It seems like that's a smart recommendation.
Yeah, thank you. It is. You're seeing, especially with electronic parts, more and more that gap and bridge to go hybrid is more expensive.
Okay. I have just, Matt, can you just talk a little bit about the value considerations for just for our route between Oak Ridge and Eugene? I know it's a really valuable service, but is it a heavily utilized service? Is is there enough folks riding the bus to justify this type of vehicle and this type of transportation? I'm sure you guys have looked at all other different options, but just kind of curious what those might be and how we landed on this being the best option.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I introduced Tom earlier. So Tom will hit that question and provide an answer for you. But in general, it is something that we do value, the community values. And I will let Tom take on the rest of the question.
All right. And Michelle, I think there's two parts to your question, actually. One is the size of the bus and why that might be better for the route out to Oak Ridge. But with respect to the ridership, as you might expect, much like our overall fixed route system, the ridership is down from what it was pre-COVID. Right now, we're getting about 24 trips a day on three trips. Just as some context, this route's been operating for many, many years. And I just so happened to be, I helped write the original grant for this service. So I could tell you that what we were looking at was really making that critical connection between Oak Ridge and services and jobs and education in the metro area. And so while it doesn't carry, it's not filling the bus, it's that critical connection that's being made that I think is the purpose of the service.
Okay. And we are in general meeting the needs of the Oak Ridge people, being able to like timing needs and, you know, all of those different components that might be factors as to why people would choose to ride the bus.
Right. So we operate today, we operate three trips. And if you'll soon see the stiff plan for this coming 2 years adds one trip during the weekday. So it becomes even more useful. And in addition, since we're talking about the stiff funds, we're also funding a pilot for a Saturday service.
Okay, great. Thank you for giving me just a little history there and just kind of putting that information forward. Appreciate it. Susan, do you have any other questions?
I have a question about that Saturday service. Is that being proposed because there's a stated need for that? And what is the bar in terms of this being a sort of a pilot program to becoming permanent? How does that decision get made?
I'll say just up front, I'm not familiar with the specifics as to how it's been set up as a pilot. I know that for years, we've been talking about adding a weekend service. As you know, weekday travel purposes are different than weekend travel purposes. So it's adding that additional connection as well. You may be familiar with the fact that Oak Ridge is a mountain biking hotspot. And so this service would also allow bicyclists a way up there as well, just as an additional perk.
And so on Saturday, it's also the three trips?
No, it'd be just one trip up, one trip back. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, I don't have any other questions. Susan, is there anything else you need to or would like to ask or comment on?
No. When would the bus actually be here? When would we be able to use it on the street?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one I wish I knew the exact answer. Our goal, Susan, is to have it before June of 2023. So we've been talking to the vendor, letting them know that we're pursuing this contract, and in hopes that it can be not fast tracked but slipped in there. So since it's only one vehicle, you might not need as, you know, many spots. That's pie in the sky hopeful, and but I'm a hopeful guy, so my goal would see it before the end of our fiscal year, but we will definitely keep people in the know when we get that and see how things are progressing.
So the sooner it's approved, the more expeditiously you can move forward, is that what I'm
hearing? Yeah, if we chose not to approve that and we needed to do additional due diligence, absolutely, then the timeline would get pushed out. My assumption, based upon the funding that we have for it, also the expressed need, that we would go forward with it. Once we get the board approval, we have some procurement requirements that we need to do. That's, I think, a two-week or a notice, because we're using a cooperative agreement. It's 1 week for procurement rules, to just let people know that we're utilizing that. But for all intents and purposes, we would assume that December, early December, we would be able to let our contractor know. One additional thing for purchasing of this bus is that there's Buy America requirements. One of the other due diligence we'll do after we enter into potential contract is just to confirm that the goods that make up the bus meet the Buy America. And so we will have a Buy America audit that's a part of that process. All that to say, Susan, the sooner the better for us, but if it gets pushed out, we will accommodate that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. If there are no further questions or comments, Susan, would you want to make a motion?
Sure. I'm happy to. I move to forward contract number 2022-65 to the Board of Directors with a recommendation for approval.
And I will second that, and we'll go through a roll call vote on that. Susan Cox?
Approve, yes.
And I, Michelle Weber, also approve and say yes. So we will move this forward to the board meeting on Wednesday for final approval. And is there any other good for the order comments? Okay, I will then adjourn this meeting. Thank you all for your input and for attending today.
Thank you. See you Wednesday.
Thank you.
Good night.